Hello? Yeah, we're loaded. No, we're ready. We got everything in the truck, got all of our gear loaded up. Yeah, I know. I seen the forecast. Yeah, it looks a little wet. That's okay. No worries. Ain't rained in 5 weeks, but now it's going to have a little few chances of rain. Yeah, so you got everything? We're going to stop by the grocery store on the way? What do you mean you already stopped? What you got? You got anything besides just meat? Okay. I hope so. All right, let me grab Hunter. We'll head that way. All right. See you in a minute. Bye. Woo, we are ready. Big fishing trip coming up. Big. It's big, Ange. Big. Biggest thing you may be ever seen. I can't wait. I am ready. If you joined us on our last episode, you'll see that you saw that we were building our floats, right, to go on our big fishing trip up at Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri. Hey, I tell you what, it ain't rained in 4 or 5 weeks, and all of a sudden now it looks like we got chances of rain. I don't care. We're going to be fishing no matter what. So we're excited, very excited. We're hoping to feel the freezer when we get up there. So anyway, hey, I'm ready. Big fishing trip. Let's go get in the boat, hit the water.
Here we are. We've just rolled in, getting everything ready. Hasn't rained in 3 weeks. And so we've got the boat, and here is our noodles all tied up there. So we got 43 in this tote with lines about 20 foot long, like we were showing earlier. Got our weights over here. Got some live bait. Open up that cooler there, Hunter. Show the live bait. Yeah, so I don't know if you can see down in there. A lot of perch and goldfish. We'll be fishing for some flathead. And Shannon's over there, got all of his sack of noodles. So we've got, what's 33 and 43? 76. Oh, we got our hooks right here. So we fixing launch and see what we can catch. Shannon's got the live scope on the front of the boat. All right, Hunter. Did you get the knot untied?
Got the knot untied. We're ready.
Let's see that mustache. Let's see. That mustache is going to catch him and scare him. Hey, one or the other.
Look.
Huh? Hey. Let's hope you're not having to do that here in a minute.
That's true.
And the old look.
Here, show them what we got to grab
it's
the
pretty.
Fish.
All right. Oh, we got some fish grabbers there.
So this locks in. And you can grab the fish, yeah. Pull it up.
Oh, we got a hook. We got a hook to grab the noodles with in case they're against the bank.
Yeah, grab them. We got a big
grab
old net.
Grab the jugs, big net. We got Shannon here navigating. Yeah, he's got a...
Shannon said he's going to grab them with his mouth.
He's got enough remote controls there. Well, we're orbital in this thing. I don't even know what we said on the water at the time. Look at it. Got the live scope.
Screen,
my goodness. No. We ought to be able to catch some fish. You know, you can see them exactly where they're at.
That's right. We're off.
All right, here we go.
Well, we set to put out all of our floats and see what we could catch overnight. And then it began to rain. It wasn't too bad at first, but we could see those storms rolling in, and then that lake got pretty rough.
Noodle fishing trip day one. 2 hours in. The waves are swamping the boat. Evidently, we're rewiring it. But no, do not fear, we have a paddle. And if we really get desperate, we have lots of noodles we can throw out and float upon. Right, Hunter?
That's right. That's right.
Well, it's morning time. Day two of the catfish jugging trip, which actually we're using noodles instead of jugs, but it looks like the seas are angry this morning, my friend, because the wind, I don't know if you can tell, is blowing pretty hard. There's a front about to be in here in just a minute, and so we're going to try to run. We got 63 lines put out last night, and so hopefully we've got something on there. Just broke daylight about 30 minutes ago. So, you know, I've got like 6 layers of clothes on. It's kind of like crab fishing, evidently. You know, you're getting soaking wet and it's like 50 something degrees and it's freezing. Who knew? You know, hey, hadn't rained in about 5 weeks. It's been about 80 degrees, but not when you plan a fishing trip. So we're going to jump in the boat, try to run up there, because in about an hour and a half, there's a front coming in, like I was saying, with some pretty strong sails. So it was white capping so bad yesterday with all 3 of us in the boat and a lot of weight, we couldn't even get across the main body of the lake. So hopefully we've got some fish on there. So let's go.
So we're about to start checking lines. We're going all the way down to the end and bringing back. Look at that, 160 feet. 171 feet. I mean, we are right in this channel and it is deep, deep along this rock wall. Look at there, you can see the thunderstorm that's coming. So we're gonna try to beat it. Bring in some fish. Isn't that right, Pedro? First line pull. Feel anything, Hunter? Don't get it wrapped up. Put it down in the boat.
Oh, yeah, flathead.
You're kidding me. Hey, look at that. Hey. Woo-hoo. Look at that. Hey. First line we pulled up, we got a fish.
Boogie dad.
Woo! What do you think about that? Look at that. What do you think about that? Hey! Shannon's trying to not run us into the rocks. Hey! We got one?
We got one.
Dear kid, oh my gosh! That is a big old flat. Hey! Here we are coming up on one. We're pretty sure this one's going to have... You ready to get him, Hunter? You ready to get him? Uh-huh. We're pretty sure this one's going to have a fish on it because it's way off from where we were, where we just put it. So it's raining, but that ain't stopping us. Lightning. We're just taking chances. That's all it is. What do you think? Got a fish?
No.
Huh? No fish. You're kidding.
Drunk it out here or something. Yeah.
Our current situation: massive lightning. It's white capping out on the main part. We're in a cove, about 2 foot high. High winds. We were out in it, but thank goodness, Bender doesn't have a boat in his slip. Because we just ran into the closest boat slip we could find. But it is pretty treacherous. Treacherous. I can't even talk. I'm so wet and cold. But hey, that's fishing. Well, we're in a rainstorm. Didn't get to run all the lines, but there is 4 big catfish, 3 flatheads, and a channel in there so far. Gotta rate the rain and the lightning out. Fix and clean these dudes, though. Yee-hee! Shannon's found a good place to sit and ride out the storm. Well, there's lightning.
The rain finally let up enough for us to get back to the cabin, though. Exhausted, wet, cold, and hungry, we cleaned up, ate a bit, and tried to get some rest. Hey, tomorrow was a new day.
We're going out to check the fish. Fishing lines about 30 minutes after daylight.
Yep.
The first and only day since we've been here that it's not pouring down rain. Hey, there's a tennis ball. Somebody's been playing tennis out here on the lake. So the first and only day that it hadn't been pouring rain. So, hey, maybe we got a bunch of fish on the line. It's an all-day fishing day today. It's been fun, even though we've almost got struck by lightning like 15 times. It's probably rained 14 inches, or it sure seems like it. So we're off. Let's see what we can go catch.
Well, here's the first one we're going to check this morning because it's way away from where we set them last night. So hopefully, certainly there was a fish on there. And maybe he's still on there. He's run over here to hide underneath the dock. So, I don't know. It's kind of bouncing up and down pretty good. Could just be the weight. Hunter, you ready to grab this first one?
Yep. 27 feet here, 26.
27 feet right here by the dock.
Water's calm.
We're just going to pick this one up, too, so we'll see if there's one on it. Fish?
No.
There it is.
You got something?
There it is.
Oh, where's he at? Oh, look at that.
Look at that. He actually swallowed it.
He smacked that thing. Bring him in here. What is it?
What is that?
That's a rock bass.
That is a
rock bass. That is a massive one.
He
is a keeper. Oh, look at that. Look at the black on the bottom of him. That's neat. Right. Look at, what do you think?
That's good.
That's
hey,
good. Shane, what do you think?
We're going to be eating
him. There you go.
We're going to be eating it.
We're going to eat him.
Well, we've had high hopes.
High hopes.
High hopes. We're singing the high hopes song, and we're coming up on some of our floats right now. And we did catch fish here yesterday, but so far we've ran what? That would be 12. 200, 12, let's see, plus 13. So we've ran 25, which seemed like 200. And we had one bass and no catfish yet. So high hopes, but that one looks like it's dancing. So anyway, we'll see. Still a good morning. Plenty to go check. What do you think, Hunter?
I think we got some fish ready.
Do you?
To come inside.
I think your mustache
boat
needs to be trimmed. What we got down here?
All right, look at that fish.
Oh, look at this fish. Look at this fish. Hey, look at that big old flathead. Look at that. You think that thing drug that all the way from the cove we were in?
Who tied that hook?
Look at that. Man, that's a big old flathead. How much you think he weighed?
6-7 pounds.
6-7 pound flathead right there. Boy, he is tangled up, too.
Up.
All right.
That's the only reason he didn't get
off. Catching fish, boys. Quit, this is serious video. All right.
Look at that, guys.
Hey, that is a big catfish. Big flathead. What we call them? Appaloosas?
Appaloosa.
Appaloosa. That's an Appaloosa. Boy, he's a big one. And he would have got off if he... How far... That ain't no telling how many hundred yards he's drug this float. I mean, to bring it over here.
Yeah. Quarter mile.
Wow. All right.
That's a good-looking fish.
Putting fish in the boat.
We got a stick and a fish. Oh,
watch the
screen. Watch the screen.
Where's the weight?
I don't know. Let me get this boat out of here.
Hey, look at there. A fish and a stick.
Hold on, Hunter.
I got it. You do your thing.
We're just sitting here. I'm shocked that he's still on there. That's a good looking flathead right there.
Okay, we're good.
Look at that.
What'd you catch?
Boy, that's an old smallmouth. Hey, when I told you Hunter catches fish.
Boy, you did. That's a nice smallmouth.
Yeah, it's a pretty smallmouth. Now, look, guys, I'm going to show y'all something. Oh, he's got a jig in his mouth already. We got to keep him. He's got an old jig in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, there's like an old South Fork smallmouth right there.
Now, look at this. I want y'all to see this. So, look, here's my lure, right?
Yeah.
Get this out of here. There you go. Now, look, there's a jig head already stuck in his throat down
I'll
there.
I'll be. So, sure is.
Yeah. He just wanted
probably
to
probably saved
out.
Him.
Yeah.
What are you using now?
Now, this is a I got to get another one for y'all. But anyways, that's a 1/4 ounce jig head, and I have a rage bug on there. He threw it off, but I'll get another one. But look at that pretty fish.
That is pretty.
Pretty fish.
We've been out here crappie fishing. Whole time we was getting flathead on the line. Look, there's another one. Well, that's a good one. What do you say? How many pounds?
5'6" pounder.
5'6" pounder, yeah. Boy, he's pretty. Mm-hmm. Another one for the skillet. Got another one?
Yep.
You're kidding me. Can't catch them at night, but we're catching them during the day.
Oh. Size right there.
Another one for the fryer. Here, let me give a hand.
Oh, thanks, man.
Somebody's got a video.
There you go, look at that.
Sweet.
Man, we had a great time, though. You know, when we saw the threat of that storm, we could have just given up. We could have decided not to go and just canceled the whole thing. And when the rain was pouring down, and let me tell you, it was pouring, we could have gotten defeated. We could have said, that's it, we're done. But we didn't. And in the end, we had lots to celebrate, and we brought back lots of memories and stories to tell for years to come. And quite a few fish, really. Remember when Jesus took the disciples out onto the lake and that big storm came up? Jesus was asleep in the boat and they were frantic for what to do. The waves were crashing into the boat and the disciples were calling out to the Lord to save them because, you know what? They were convinced they were going to drown. Look what it says in Matthew 8, 26 and 27. And he saith unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? When the storm came, they panicked, didn't they? They were desperate for help. But they did one thing right. Hey, they called on the Lord to save them. What do we do when the storms of life come? Do we panic? Do we give up? Or do we call on the Lord to be with us, to save us, and to calm the storm that surrounds us? Psalms 56 and 3 says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. If you've never put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ to save you, would you do that now? He is the only peace we can have within the storms that will come. If you want to know more about Jesus, check out more at lifeword.org. Or learn what it means to become a fully devoted follower of Jesus at follow.lifeword.org. Hey, we may not have filled the freezer, but it did give us all enough for a good fish fry. Join me next time as I share a secret family recipe with you. You won't want to miss it. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.